KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. In the news today, a 4-inch water main break in Pine Grove has left homes on Berry Street and Spurlock Streets under a boil water alert. According to the Amador Water Agency, that's about 16 homes, including the ACES transfer station. Now repairs were made to that pipe. Again, it broke about 2 o'clock. By about 4 o'clock into the early evening, they had it repaired and water back on. But again, these customers in the Berry Street and Spurlock Street areas are under a boil water advisory until the water quality samples come back clear. According to the Amador Water Agency, that should be around noon today.
Well, Governor Brown yesterday signed a bill into law to offset the cost of maintaining defensible space around homes and reduce the risk of forest fires. Now, the bill AB 1954 extends a pilot program from 2014 that allows landowners clearing defensible space to sell the timber they cut down without a timber harvesting plan from CAL FIRE. Now, the new piece of legislation helps unite the hands of property owners who want to make their property fire safe but could not sell the wood they cut down to get it off their property, creating a new fire hazard. Well, the governor's action continues a program that reduces hazardous fuels without the need for grants or bonds that further burden California taxpayers. The bill is supported by the California Forestry Association, the California Licensed Foresters Association, Forest Landowners of California, California Chamber of Commerce, and many others.
Well, the 3-day Labor Day maximum enforcement period officially begins at 6 o'clock tonight and will last until midnight on Monday. During this time, all available CHP officers will be out on the roadways. Besides assisting motorists, they'll be focusing on finding impaired drivers and getting them off the highways. According to the CHP, it made 1,000 DUI, alcohol, and or drug arrests during last year's Labor Day weekend. 30 people, unfortunately, were killed in the Golden State on traffic collisions. According to the CHP, impaired driving remains one of the most serious traffic-related problems across the state's roadways. So end the summer safely, and remember, designate a sober driver, wear a seatbelt, and obey all traffic laws.
Well, the Labor Day weekend upon us, drivers across the Golden State and the nation will hit the road for that one last getaway of the summer. AAA reports motorists across the country will pay a national average about $2.84 for a gallon of regular unleaded, about 48 cents more than a year ago, and the highest since 2014. Now, locally, here in Amador County, prices running 6 cents higher than at the start of the week. On Monday, the lowest price for a gallon of regular unleaded running at $3.05. Here in Amador County, well, today, the lowest price starts at $3.11, runs as high as $3.79. Now, in Calaveras, prices are slightly high, too, running between $3.34 and $3.69 per gallon.
And Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan is reminding taxpayers that unsecured taxes for the 2018-19 fiscal year are due and payable and will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. today, August 31st. Yes, today is August 31st. Unsecured taxes are typically owed on boats, airplanes, business properties, and mining claims. And after today's date, delinquent unsecured taxes will be subject to a 10% penalty. Additional penalties and fees will accrue if these taxes remain unpaid after October 31st. Now, for more information on paying your unsecured taxes, this is not NOT, not property taxes. This is unsecured taxes, again, owed on boats, airplanes, business properties, mining claims, and such. You can contact the Amador County Tax Collector's Office, 223-6364.
And tomorrow is Free Fishing Day throughout the state. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is encouraging all Californians to give fishing a try for free tomorrow. The CDFW annually offers 2 free fishing days, typically around the 4th of July and Labor Day weekends. Now, on those 2 designated days, people can fish without buying a sport fishing license. Free fishing days also provide an easy opportunity for licensed anglers to introduce non-angling friends and children to fishing and the outdoors. All fishing regulations, such as bag and size limits, gear restrictions, report card requirements, and fishing hours and stream closures, remain in effect. For more information on free fishing days, visit the California Department of Fish and Wildlife online.
And tickets are now available for Hospice of Amador and Calaveras County's 19th annual Celebrate Life Art Auction. The agency's signature fundraising event will take place Friday, September 21st, at Carmere Vineyards and Winery in the Shenandoah Valley. Enjoy dinner by the National Hotel, music by Herb Boxhorn, local wines, and a drawing with dozens of prizes donated by local merchants. A live auction caps off the evening. New to this year's auction lineup, an exclusive chef-inspired winemaker's dinner for six. This has been donated by Taste Restaurant and Terra de Oro. Tickets are available, tables of 4, 5, and 8, but they will not last long. All proceeds benefit Hospice of Amador and Calaveras, which is the region's only nonprofit independent hospice agency. To purchase tickets, call 223-5500 or visit hospiceofamador.org.
And no bus service for Amador Transit on the Labor Day holiday. That's Monday. Again, no bus service for Amador Transit this coming Monday. For more information, 267-9395.
And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember now for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.